Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. The Ministry of Commerce said at yesterday's regular news briefing that China will work to help solve the problems and difficulties facing foreign-funded firms in the country. And this includes holding regular events with foreign business associations and firms to enhance communication. Ministry spokesperson Gao Feng said the ministry had recently brought together foreign-funded enterprises in the mechanical and electrical equipment industry for a symposium, and many expressed a desire to continue their investments in China. The ministry also stated that it will support foreign trade enterprises to improve their capabilities in exchange rate risk management. Efforts will be made to improve products and services to meet enterprises' diversified needs and facilitating to use RMB for cross-border trade and investment. Happy Dragon Boat Festival. Yes, it's the fifth day of the fifth lunar month on the traditional Chinese calendar, and like every good festival, the arrival of the Dragon Boat brings with it some special festival foods. Chang Shixuan finds out how sales are going this year.
Picking out their ideal zongzi dumplings, some with sweet bean paste fillings or salty ones with pork. After 2 months of intense COVID precautions, Shanghai residents welcome the chance to get out and shop for the traditional festival. And they feel more than just excited to come across some of Shanghai's good old-fashioned brands.
It's a traditional festival. Since we've been stuck at home for so long, we just wanted to get out. I also got my hair cut. The children like zongzi with sweet bean paste, but also pork, the traditional flavors.
One for myself, one for my son, and one for my neighbor. The outbreak has made relations with our neighbors much closer, and I'm also close to my son.
My compound lifted the lockdown on June 1st, so this Dragon Boat Festival, Shanghai people are delighted. Though we could buy some zongzi through group purchases during the lockdown, I still wanted to buy more from this brand.
As the Dragon Boat Festival is the first festival since Shanghai has brought its COVID-19 resurgence pretty much under control, with the city now encouraging a full resumption, traditional time-honored food brands are looking to this occasion to further boost the business.
On April 26, our main branch on Fuzhou Road was the first to launch online services with Ele.me and Meituan. And since the second half of May, we've been offering contactless offline services. We had a lot of consumption from the group purchasing in April and May. And now that since June the 1st, people can get into our stores to shop, there are even higher sales from offline. Residents tend to prefer the traditional sales model.
Xinhua Lou's offering of group purchasing services for zongzi as early as the beginning of last month means they went on sale at just about the same time as they normally would. So Zhi says the zongzi sales this year are already up to their usual level for the season. Fresh food vendors have also been busy resuming their offline business, welcoming zongzi buyers.
Since we just resumed offline services, most of our sales are still online. But this is the first holiday since we resumed the offline service, so we're expecting more people to come.
Grocery provider Fresh Hippo has even started offering zongzi with new flavors this year for those customers who feel like something a little different in their very traditional foods. Zhang Shixuan, Shanghai Live.
And a piece of international news, Buckingham Palace announced that Queen Elizabeth II will miss part of her Platinum Jubilee celebration today after experiencing some discomfort while attending events on Thursday. The Queen did not join other royal family members in the traditional carriage rides to the Horse Guards Parade on Thursday and instead took the royal salute on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. Prince Charles stood in her place on the parade ground. The Jubilee celebration is a four-day affair. At this point, it's not known how Jubilee events on Saturday and Sunday will be affected by the Queen's absence.